My name is Sanjay Soni. I'll be taking you through the journey of Power BI dashboards in an hour and from scratch. And while we are getting set up here, I would request you to do the following. We are distributing one USB stick per row. So please start copying the stick to your local laptops. And also, we will be distributing some of the books. Yes, so Shashank, by the way, this is Shashank.
Hi.
So he'll be one of your proctors. He's going to help and also answer questions that I don't know, right? He's a developer type, so that's a good thing. So then what we'll do is, please start copying the USB sticks on a local folder. And the folder should be called, let me explain. Also, we have these books we're going to distribute. So if we don't have enough, it's good to see full house, by the way. So I was like, hey, let's see how many people show up. So all of you are here. So these books are there. So on this book, we'll be distributing these books to you as well. You'll see a page number three, page three, right? Page three. On this page three, you'll see prerequisites and setup steps. So all you do right now, since you got the USB stick, so please create a folder called Just call it Dashboard in an Hour. Basically, all you have to do is copy the full folder from USB stick. It's called Dashboard in an Hour Assets. Just copy the whole thing to your local drive. That's all, right? And so these books will outline what prerequisites are required. You can just set up some time so we'll spend 15 minutes or so for the setup. Then I'll start. And I'll start with the Power BI overview, some of the demos, half an hour. And then we'll spend last 1 hour on the Power BI building a dashboard together. So once you copy all this, please don't start building it yet. Just copy all this and follow the prerequisites. Now, unfortunately, I have to take the USBs back and also the books back, if that's okay with you. We are sharing this across events. We have back-to-back events, you know. So please, we'll give these books to you. But then if they are not enough, then please share with the person. Is that okay? All right. Okay, great. Thank you so much. So on this, there's a typo here. If you have an existing account, please go to powerbi.com. So you may have to type, okay? app.powerbi.com, okay. All right. With this, are we ready to get started? All right, so 1:15, we are on time. Just to let you know, this whole dashboard in an hour will be taking around 1 hour. It's a dashboard in an hour exercise. And some of you will obviously be able to do this in less time. Some of you will, you know. So overall, here's the agenda. Now we're getting started, 1:15. So I'll start with Power BI and Power BI Desktop overview. Just a couple of slides. How many of you have attended Michael Tejedor's session about Power BI overview? Okay, so maybe a couple of slides. I'll just go for like 10 minutes of slides, okay? Then I'll show you two interesting demos before we start with exercise. So no need to worry about this dashboard in an hour yet, okay? The worriest part was the prerequisites, we're done. Now let's take a break from all this for next half an hour. I want to show you a couple of slides. I'll show you a couple of demos. Especially we'll connect to a Twitter account, we'll get some data from SD Insight, we'll get some data from local machine, we'll get some dashboards together, right? After half an hour, we'll actually build a dashboard together. Even then, we'll have 15 minutes left towards the end. Is that good? Sounds good? All right. So just to introduce myself, I'm Sanjay Soni. I'm Technical Product Marketing Manager for Power BI and SQL BI. And I've been associated with Microsoft BI for 15 plus years, and never ever have I feel so excited as I am right now with all new Power BI. So how many of you are excited about Power BI? Yay! Yes, that's what I'm talking about. My goal, by the way, is to make this session the most fun session in the last 2 days. High bar now, right? Now, how do you do that? Of course, it's an exercise. I have all kinds of challenges. What could happen? Anything could happen. But what if it's afternoon, it's your last day here, you know, the workshop. So how about we interact with each other and have fun together? So I want your full interaction and energy. So are you ready?
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. So let's start this session with no slides, but with a demo. And you may have, I don't know if you've seen this one or not yet, Power BI Social Analytics demo. It's a real-time dashboard, by the way. How many of you have Twitter accounts? Okay, can I request you to take your phones out and tweet something about any of these four four hashtags. It does not have to be Power BI. It could be anything. HoloLens is cool. See, four hashtags: PowerShell, Power BI, HoloLens, and DataZen. Any of these hashtags, you just tweet something simple. And so what happens in this, though? It's a real-time dashboard. It's a test, right? Will it work or not? Hopefully. So what it happens here is when you tweet, the tweet goes through Azure Machine Learning first. Azure Machine Learning says it's a positive or a neutral tweet. Then it goes forward. They try to block negative, you know. Hey, I had to do that in the demo. So then what happens is then it gets processed in real time using Azure Stream Analytics. And then it shows up from Azure Stream Analytics directly to Power BI. So it's just an example for you to see how everything that you may have been learning, it comes together in this one dashboard, very, very simple, like a 5 minute. So did any of, let's see whose name is appearing here. All right, so we have to see this, what tweets are appearing. And by the way, just to make it fun, I have a Disco t-shirt giveaway. I have a couple of Disco t-shirts today. They light up, you know, when you go to clubs and everything. It's fun. So really, it has some batteries, and it's really cool. So let's see whose tweet appeared first here. All right. Just like that, they will get this Disco t-shirt. So who can give me some kind of pointer here? How do I know, right? Power on sales. Power on platform. It's got set on its Insta. Okay, let's see. Anybody who can see your name first before others? Refresh, okay, let's do this. All right. I'm looking for the first person who tweeted here. Which one?
Go to
LinkedIn. Huh?
Go on LinkedIn.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Power BI awesome product, Power BI tutorial. Rafiq, Jalal, and let's see here. Okay, lots of people are tweeting. So I can just, it's just hard for me to see whichever is left, okay? How would I like Awesomely Troublesome? Okay, awesome Power BI session, Redmond.
They're still from yesterday. They're
still from, this one is from today, right? Data Center is cool. Sorry? Okay, how about this? How about I give it to one who, okay, how about I just give it to one of you whose tweet I like one of the best, all right? How's that for now, okay? Okay, let's see. Power BI is very powerful. Power BI is cool. Okay, so let's see here. Always fun. Great to be part of this thing. Power BI, very cool tool. Who's Travis? All right, give him a big round of applause. Sorry, I know. No worries. We have more coming. Very cool. Thank you, congrats. Now, we'll have more. What we'll do is we'll have fun throughout the session. During the workshop, we'll have competitions. You know, whoever creates the first part of the desktop exercise first, second part of this thing, we'll have fun together. So this was just an idea for you to see. That was a real-time dashboard, right? You saw that in action. We're using the whole thing, machine learning, stream analytics, and Power BI all in action here. Now, let's start with a couple of slides on Power BI. We'll come back to this stuff, and we'll go from there. So a couple of demos, we are done with this, Power BI overview. So what is Power BI? Of course, it's a cloud-based business analytics service that enables fast and easy access to your data, 360 review of your business, insights from any device. Now, how many of you actually have iPhones today, Android phones, and of course, Windows phones as well. So yes, of course. So we also have an app for Power BI. If time allows, please remind me towards the end. We'll see if we can show your dashboards. You know, can do something to show them on your iPhone and all those things as well. So we'll talk about that. And of course, anyone to visualize and analyze data, you've seen the demos. Now, here's the interesting part of Power BI. A little bit more details. Just a couple of slides, I promise. I will go into demos and hands-on. So one is the data sources. So you saw the demos, right, about software as a solution, content packs. You saw the demos today. I'm sure yesterday you saw the content packs. That's the easiest thing. You have ISVs, and you know they have their own content packs. And so you can simply consume. You have an account with Salesforce or something, and you simply log in. You get the instant dashboard. That's your end user in action. How many of you love analysis services? I just love it. I mean, 15 years ago, I saw analysis services. That was my, like, yeah, this is my love for BI. And I'm like, going to just always be with that product, always believed in it. Now that we have Power BI, guess what? We are bringing the whole thing back again. So you can connect to analysis services data on-premise through Power BI directly and have live interactivity. You can set up security on-premise and then hybrid models. So that's good. The next thing is custom content packs. So within Microsoft, we have created lots of content packs which are internal within Microsoft, and you can do the same thing with your own corporate data for your company employees. Azure Stream Analytics is one of my other favorite products. It allows you to do that real-time analytics, and it's really, really cool, I feel. You know, and you should really start using all of that with Power BI a lot. Excel files will always be there. Business people use Excel. And then desktop files. So how many of you have actually used Power BI desktop tool before? So we are improving. You see every month, August update had some updates. Now we have September update coming up. Every month you'll see this is a tool. And why did we go with that tool? Because, you know, with Excel, first of all, Excel is great for what it's the best to do, the analysis. But Power BI Desktop tool is just one tool, really have a focused BI workflow. You simply install that, and you don't have to have all those add-ins of Power Pivot, Power View, Power, you know. So this is one tool-focused approach. We're going to go through that one today. You can do refreshes. We have natural language query and all the good stuff. And then this is what you do. You prepare data using Desktop tool. You explore data. You report and you share. This is important. So if you have used Power Query before, Power Pivot, and Power View, all those three experiences, all in this one tool. So in our exercises today, we'll do two exercises at the end of the day. One will be, we'll start with a flat CSV file. We'll import data into Power, we're using Power BI Desktop tool, we'll import data. That's your Power Query type of operation. We'll do some transformation, again, Power Query type. Then we'll create a data model, like Power Pivot. And then we'll create visualizations like Power View. So everything is in this one tool called Power BI Desktop. Good idea? It's a great idea. And then, who was that? All right, good. So no, that's just excitement. You know, you have to have. By the way, these are cool-looking Power BI T-shirts. They have.
Yeah. I could have gone dancing with this.
Exactly. Cool. So, and then the second part of the exercise will be to publish that Power BI desktop file that you create to Power BI service. That's it. Those are two tutorials we'll do. Exercise. No worries. We are. And then Power BI REST API. Shashank is a developer, programmer. For him, the most exciting feature in the whole slide is Power BI REST API, which is good. You know, so you can actually create. You have whole REST APIs. You can do custom visualizations now. You can do lots of good things. All right. So with Power BI Desktop, I just want to clarify this because we delivered this Power BI dashboard in an hour. Actually, I delivered this in Dallas with 300 customers. And they, at the end of the whole thing, they asked me, what is actually the difference between Power BI Desktop and Power BI Service? So I want to answer that upfront with you. Power BI Desktop is the tool for business analysts to create BI like they used to do it in Power Query, Power Pivot, Power View. And then Power BI Service is where you can publish that file to and use it for end users. That's one idea. Other idea is to use Power BI Service and also get data from software as a service providers and Excel files. You can do that too. So just want to be clear on these two things, right? A little bit, you know. So essentially, it's a 32-bit or 64-bit desktop application. Hopefully, when you install this app, you install the right version. Hopefully you checked if your machine is 32-bit, you'll install dedicated BI workflow, specialized in interactive and visualized analysis, and main output at the end of the day is interactive reports. And of course, this is the cool thing is lots of visualizations being added here. Please use this. And they're updating this every month, just to let you know, okay? So again, four things, folks, prepare, explore, report, share, and collaborate. Those are the four things. So let us help you bring this data to life. Now, I want to show you a demo. Sorry, any question? First of all, okay, let's start with the demo. Now, this demo, by the way, the second demo I want to show you, this will be my last demo, then we'll jump into the whole thing. We'll start building something together. This is a scenario for a customer called Pier 1 Imports. How many of you have shopped at Pier 1 Imports? Yes? Okay, cool. You can admit it's okay, you know. They have candles, they have candles, home fragrances, and all the good stuff, furnitures and rugs as well, so. It's a great store, it's a nice looking store. And what they do is, So we are using their idea, but it's like any movie, you know, which is based on true events. There's a true story and there's a screenplay. What's the difference? Reality. A screenplay is much more spicy, you know? We had some drama, action, comedy in it, you know? So this is so we did all this stuff, so we don't want to dilute the brand of Pier 1 Imports, so we're calling it Wide World Importers. Okay, some scenario is real, some scenario is a little bit, you know, fun for you to see. And so now I'm showing you this. So imagine this, folks, that analytics is all about any retailer. Forget about, you know, one customer. Any retailer, any retail scenario, you're a seller and you're a customer. So essentially anything, it's all about three things, any company. Analytics is about, based on past, you want to take a decision for the present. You with me? But then that's the old school. More fun thing is based on present, I want to take a decision for the next moment. More fun? Real-time analytics. Yeah. Real-time analytics. Yeah. Yes. And then based on that present, I want to take a decision for the future. I want to predict what should happen. That's your predictive analytics. Fine? Past, present, future. So in this demo, I have all three. Let's take a look based on true events. So they were looking at this revenue. What kind of revenue are we getting? So click on this thing in Power BI dashboard. And you can see, let's see, this is going to be a test for you. All of from in the back seat, I'll give you first chance to answer this question for some T-shirt giveaways. You see, the sales has been decreasing here over time. What could be the possible reason? Why is sales decreasing? Answer is on the screen, by the way. Sorry? Negative sentiment. See in the back seat. You know. Yes, sir. The negative sentiment. People have been tweeting negatively about our products. You see this? Halloween time, October, and sales are decreasing. People have been saying negative. What are they saying negative here? You see, this is an example of the report behind the scenes. As you can see, I swear this candle is haunted. I mean, it's Halloween time. They're supposed to be haunted, I don't know. But the point, the problem was, the real story was that some supplier was sending bad quality stuff to them from some other part of the world in Africa. And that's why people were tweeting negatively, oh, this candle burned or this cocktail glass broke on me or something like that. And this was a real scenario. Another scenario they had was, okay, you know what? They ran two ads, one at 9 a.m., other one is at 3 p.m. And let's see which ad is more effective. So you can see, based on the positive things, with how many tweets happened here, positive tweets, versus here. So you can really tell which ad is more effective. You're with me? That was based on past. OK, fine. So now let's go over to the present. And now this is the time in this in the demo actually is around day before Christmas. How many of you do last-minute Christmas shopping? Last-minute Christmas shoppers in the house, yes? It's always more fun. It's the time in my demo is 24th of December, 8 a.m. Yes? And there is a business person. Shashank, can you connect my phone here somehow? I don't know. We'll see that. So what happens in the demo is essentially the time is 24th of December, and customers are about to come in, and you're a store manager, and you're trying to, you know, put the right things in the right place. So it's called end of the aisle. When people come in, you want to put should I put candles? Or should I put furniture rugs? What should I put? So based on that data, I can decide what to do. So as you can see here, we are actually using Azure Stream Analytics behind the scenes. And imagine in a store, based on last 3 days, you took some decision. But in a store, if you have Kinect sensors, monitoring what people are doing, is that creepy? Oh, come on. You do know that. You do know that the stores actually have video cameras. They are anyway monitoring what you're doing. But all I'm talking about here is not really the your pictures. It's really what product is touched how many times as a heat map. Not your videos or whatever. It's just a Kinect IoT sensors, you know. And it's just an idea. All these sensors could be beacons, could be anything. So based on that real-time information, you know, okay, perfect. So we'll see what happens here, okay? So what happens here is the people are coming into the, now I've opened the store with furniture and rugs, you see? But it's Christmas time. Which product do you think is going to be more popular today, furniture rugs or something else? What is it? Cocktail glasses, all right. Cocktail glasses and you know, cocktail glasses and rugs are not, cocktail glasses and candles go together. So they are really, really popular today. People are coming in, they're enjoying. So all this data is coming in from Azure Stream Analytics, just to let you know, okay? Imagine in a store, we have 50 sensors. Imagine 100 stores, there's 5,000 sensors sending information at the same time. Is that a big data problem? Every second, everything, all over, though. That's the scenario I'm showing you here, real time, in analytics coming in. And how many lines of code do you think was required behind the scenes to make this happen? 5. Who said 5? Yeah, it's close to 5. You're so right. You know, it's close to five lines of code or so. It's just a SQL query in Azure Stream Analytics, right? You are learned. You've been learning. This is great. So now, what we can do, the last part of this thing is I'm going to just invite maybe, oh, not this one. Sorry. All right. Here we go. I'm going to see if we can do something fun here. And can I invite two people real quick? Ma'am, do you mind coming in here? Just come over here. Yes? And why don't you, sir, come over? All right, folks. We are simulating. I'm showing you a Cortana part of this thing here. And let's see how it goes. It's an interesting scenario. Now, our store is open. And what's your name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen is shopping. She's in an aisle where nobody's coming to. How many times you go to a store, nobody comes to your help? Come on. You're standing alone. You need help. Like, I don't know. I have questions about the scandals and everything. And here's an employee. What's your name, sir?
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe, can I see your badge? Okay, Giuseppe, yeah. So he's there, and he's an employee of the store, and he's relaxing in on a nice sofa drinking wine during lunch break. Have you done that? No. Okay, fine. So now here she is, and now what happens is, but he decides to check his staff app, okay? So please come in here, ma'am, would you stand over there for now, and click on the staff app for me. So he decides to check his app. And then his name is Miguel in the demo. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Okay. So he's going to log in. Now he gets an alert on his phone, calendar. Click on the calendar for me, please. One, that's good. It will take a few seconds.
Really?
Attend or not?
Yes.
Attend? No drinking?
Okay.
Miguel, there is a customer in the candles section who could use some help. They have been there looking for 3 minutes.
Looking for 3 minutes, folks. Looking for 3 minutes. How did that happen? Can you guess? Yes? Kinect sensor sending information to Azure Stream Analytics, and now you want to help, right? So here we go. Before you go there, you know, you can click on this thing, and it says,
Miguel, suggest that the customer in the candles section might also like the new accent pieces.
Here we go. Let's see, what product am I using to predict all this?
Specification.
Azure machine learning. Azure machine learning, right? Oh, yes. So you can help her, right? Okay, fine. Thank you so much for help. Giving a big round of applause. You can stay here, ma'am, please. Sir?
Oh, here we go.
All right. Now, let's see. Here's the customer. Customer is not done yet. So customer is in the store, and let's see what she does. So she has been part of a loyalty program, and she clicks on her consumer app, please. Yep. And her name is going to be Lucy. Sure. Lucy's good? Okay. Then you can click on this for me, please. Yeah.
Thanks for checking in, Lucy. Let me show you a list of products tailored just for you.
Just for you, you know? So let's see. What do you
Hold
think is...
Hold on while I see what's available.
And let's see what it comes up with. I think it'll go for furniture and rugs for you. Is that
Lucy,
okay?
Here are some products we think you'll love.
It thinks candles.
By the way, check out one of our new cocktail glasses.
See, that's what it's thinking for you. Is that okay? Cocktail glasses. So you see, this is predicting machine learning and everything's there, but she doesn't know where cocktail glasses are. She can use something like this. Wide World Importers, find cocktail glasses. It's okay. Sorry, I'll try again. Okay, I'll try again. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, fine. Hold on. It's a live demo. Come on. So, let's try this out. Wide World Importers, find cocktail glasses.
Looking for cocktail glasses.
Come on, give yourself a big round of applause. It happened.
Lucy, you can find cocktail glasses in the dining department of our store. I'll take you to the in-store map and show you where it is.
And it takes you there. Look at that. What do you guys think? Like it? Well, give herself a big round of applause. And here we go, ma'am. Thank you so much. All right, enough fun. So what we can do, thank you so much, by the way. I mean, did you like the demo?
Yes.
And that's not even like, it's a very, really based on some realistic scenarios happening today in the industry. My goal was to show you a scenario you can create using for your customers and for your partners. Now, what we'll do is, we'll actually, I think it's 1:35 right now, and we have until, so why don't we actually, we can start the exercise right now, which will take an hour. We have until 1.5 hours. Would you like me to actually show you, before you start this exercise, which will take you an hour, would you like me to show you how to build a dashboard from scratch in like 10 minutes?
Yes.
Would that help, like as a demonstration of how to do this, right? Okay, so I'll show you some, like a 10-minute thing, and then I promise we'll start around 1:46 or so, then we'll have enough time for until 2:40, until 3 o'clock, okay? All right, so I'm going to show you a very, very simple thing. First of all, I'm going to show you how to create a dashboard from scratch. In your modules, you'll see exercise 1 and 2. 1 is about desktop, 2 is about Power BI service. I'm showing you right now the Power BI service, okay? Somebody who does not have a desktop, how can they create a dashboard from scratch? So they can do something like this. They can say, hey, plus my dashboard. There we go. Blank, nothing. Nothing under the covers. Now, what I want to show you is I'm going to actually show you world's simplest Excel file. Right here. Nothing simpler, right? Revenue, target, and dates. And what are we going to do is in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to convert this into a visual dashboard. Challenge? Let's do it. So right now, time is 1:37. My time starts. Now, all right, let's do it. So what I'm going to do is, first of all, look, folks, we have blank dashboard, nothing on it, and I'm going to go to Get Data, go to Files, and here I have a choice, right, local files. I'm going to choose a local file, and here is my, technical dashboard in our assets, and I know it's here somewhere. So I'm going to go to my folder, which should be 1, 2, 3. So my time is not starting. Okay, fine. It's okay. CAW right here. We have a dashboard demo. Here we go. Revenue versus target. So replace it. So I'm importing the data set right here. In next 4 minutes, I need to be able to create a dashboard with you. And sometimes it happens like this that, you know, I see blank. Okay. And let's see what we can do. I'll refresh the page. And how about I create a new one, my dash. Let's try this, okay? One more time, get data, files, local file, this is target, replace it, okay. All right, so how about this? We delete the data set, I'll just rename the file, okay? It's okay, let's start it. 987, okay? And we'll do this from here now, okay, get data, files, you see repeatability for you to see how to, you know. So, importing data. Okay, here we go. All right, all set. 1:37 we started, and revenue versus target, I'm going to go here. Now, when you open the file, once the file is imported, now it's already here in your service. All you can do is very, very simple, revenue versus date, you know. Look at this one. Right here in Power BI service, folks, you can do a couple of good things. Look, I can change visualizations right here. I can change it to be a one of those tree maps, wherever it is, and there we go. Something like that. Good, so far so good. Revenue versus target, and so here's my target versus date. Okay, this is the target, this is the date, this is the revenue, actuals, and then I can also do something fun here. We can look at the revenue as a gauge, and I want to really, really compare this to the target, and then I'm going to put this on target value, and I have this, and I can, so far so good. I can pin this, yes, my report 9, or not. It's save and continue. And I want to pin this to existing dashboard, pin to the dashboard, pin to the dashboard. Yes, existing dashboards. It's a new feature now. See, this is the benefit of cloud, where the new features keep coming up right here in the service. It's asking me, where do you want to pin this? And I go back here, save, and I have a dashboard. So far, so good, right? And I can do more. I can actually ask questions, show revenue. Look at this, by date, you know, something like this. Looking good so far? I can always change visualizations here. I can make anything possible here. I can pin this to the dashboard, and then pin this to the dashboard, show revenue versus target by date. Okay, look, it ignored my spelling mistake, pin it. And I see, I started 137, right? Let's see what happened here. Look at this, folks. I have a very simple dashboard for you in 3-4 minutes. Like it? Now, many of you are thinking, it's a simple scenario. You want to make it more complicated?
Yeah.
I know. So let's do it. So that was 5 minutes. Now I'm going to do a new 5-minute demo. This will be more complicated. Okay? What we'll do here, by the way, this Q&A is super powerful, just to let you know. I mean, remember the Wide World Importers demo I showed you? So over there, you have a good schema, right? Richer schema. When you create a good schema, you're going to have very good answers as well. So you can actually always have more fun answers here. For example, show actual revenue versus target by product subcategory. See, there's something like that, you know, category. By zip code, come on, we can do this. And as a map, look at that, like it? So literally, you can keep as complicated as you want and all the good stuff, you can do this. Now, let's make this demo a little bit more complicated, and here is my second part of the exercise, which is about Power BI Desktop tool. We are going to now use Power BI Desktop to connect to HD Insight, Hadoop world. Right? We have, remember the tweets, the Twitter demo you saw first time? We're now going to go to connect to the HD Insight Azure storage where I have processed tweets. And we're going to convert those, okay? So let's try that thing. That may take more than 5 minutes, but I'll try in 5. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to now open this tool called Power BI Desktop, which I love it, by the way. It's so awesome. I feel, you know, they did a great job, the engineering team, and Power BI Desktop. There we go. So this is a tool we've asked you to install during prerequisites. So I'm going to just give you a preview, and then we'll just do the exercise together. It's all good after this. So when you open this tool, just to let you know, your instructions may vary because it will ask you, you can get data right here or you can close it. So I'm just going to close it, just giving me a convenient screen. Okay, this will be in your instructions as well. But now what I'm going to do is show you how beautiful the tweets look like. When you tweet, that it goes to machine learning, then gets processed into MapReduce jobs, then it looks like a JSON document, okay? So my challenge is in next 5 minutes, if I can convert this into a dashboard, or 6 minutes, is that okay? Let's try that. I'm trying for you to have some fun, it's afternoon session, and hopefully you're okay with that. So get data, so I'm going to now connect to more, and look at this amazing option. You have, by the way, you can import from Salesforce, Google Analytics, all the good stuff, but I'm going to simply connect to Azure HD Insight. How many of you have used Azure HD Insight before? Right, our big data stuff, really, really cool. So we're going to connect to our big data scenario here. And it's asking me for the what is the account name there? So I'm just going to connect to it. And let's type here, Power BI Social Storage. This is my processed tweets, by the way. So I'm going to go there, connect OK. And it already remembers my password from last time, so it's not asking me. Now, these are the tweets, by the way, processed tweets, right? So, okay. All right, so then what we'll do is we'll connect to this one and load. So I'm literally connecting right now to the unstructured world. We already had structured data before, remember? Revenue expenses. Now connecting to unstructured, semi-structured data set. And now we're going to connect to that one and bring that into the mix here. MapReduce jobs have already been run on that. Yeah, that's a good question. So now we're going to go to this one, I think, right? Actually, let's see. So let's do it one more time, I guess. I mean, it's already processed here, so. Let's see. Let's do it again, shall we? Don't save. Let's do it one more time. Power BI Desktop. I'm just going to edit next time. Power BI Desktop. Okay. There we go. Any questions so far?
So the get data that you showed, right, the connectors there.
Yeah. You want to answer that? So you can definitely work with our team, actually, for that they are building all connectors with all other teams. So if you have a custom connection, you bring it to us, and we'll work with you on that. But we can definitely build custom visualizations.
Okay.
That's for sure, you know. So Power BI, social, what is it, social storage? Social storage, click OK. And this time I'm going to actually select one of those, the right things here, and 145, so tweets to edit, okay? So when you edit, you have the option to choose, that's all. This was a feature, okay. So we started at 144 or 145, let's just try this. Now that I'm connecting to the JSON document over there SD Insight, social storage, right here, I can connect, convert this to a table. You see, this is the most important step was that one. And convert to a table, click OK. And I'm now going to actually click on this thing and really expand. Look at that, folks. Like it so far? Within 2 minutes, you're able to connect there, convert this into this. Now, of course, I have 3 more minutes left, right? So what I'm going to do now is show you transformations of Power Query that you could do. You could change this format and all the good transformations you could do in Power Query. Now let's create the data model. Remember Power Pivot? Close and apply. And magically, your model has been created. And you could, obviously, if you wanted, you could bring other data sets here. You could create relationships between them, just like you used to do before, visual editor, right? So far, so good. And now that you've done this, how about we create visualizations as well? Power Query, Power Pivot, Power View, all in one place. So let's do it. In next 2 minutes, I see if I can do this. So I want to see my tweets by city. You're with me? We're going to go with sentiment, and I really, really want to see sentiment as a bar chart, which I won't see much here. So I think I should really go to my retweet counts, and then move that thing into values. Here we go. And I want to see my topic. Was it HoloLens? How are people tweeting? So far, so good? Now, this is the most tricky step in the whole lab you will do. I want to change colors. Do you want me to change colors?
Yes.
But we have not been able to do this for 5 years. Do you really want me to try?
Yeah.
All right, let's try. So this is going to be the most tricky step. In the instructions, when you follow, it will ask you somewhere to click on format. When it says to click on format, you please notice you're going to click on this particular pen, OK? That's the only thing that's not clear in this instruction is that format word, okay? Format means this, okay? Now, let's see if we can change the colors. Let's try this out. How about, something like this, and instead of that one, I'll use red or something here, we'll choose something yellow or not. Look at that, folks. I've been able to change colors. Come on, I know. Yes. But it's a good thing. You can do full formatting here. You can have shades. You can have lots of good stuff. It's a very important feature. Then we do text. Okay, here we go, Power BI tweets. And the last thing I want to do now is this thing where I'm going to convert this into a tree map, values. And there we are. So far, so good. So it was 5, 6 minutes, 5 minutes actually, and I have done this. So I'm just going to now go ahead and connect to that one and upload all this stuff there in front of you, okay? And then you will be going with me all this exercise of 1 hour where you will do the similar thing, but it will be a simpler scenario. So then what we're going to say, hey, my new PBID file. This is what you will be doing in the lab as well. I'm just showing you what you will be doing, but similar to this, so exercise and, okay, done. Now, this was a local file, folks, created by an analyst. Can anybody guess for me, people who have worked with Power BI, tell me, how would I upload that to Power BI service now? Publish it. So I could have published, by the way, from desktop tool, but I'm actually going to go to the Power BI service. And remember my dashboard that we created together? Was it this one or was it this one? I think it was this one, right? Remember, this was revenue and expenses from on-premise data. Now I'm going to import the Twitter data into the same dashboard. With me? Okay, so we'll do this. Now get data, file, OneDrive, and we'll go my new Power BI desktop file. Remember, this is the one we just created together. So I'm going to import this file into the same dashboard. Right? Power BI desktop file, dashboard. separate things, importing desktop file, and we import Excel file before, all in one place, all right here. Now, please tell me, if you were paying attention to what I was showing before, how would I add these to the dashboard? Where is the pin icon? I can't see it. Oh, wow, thank you so much. Here we go. I'm going to pin all of these. And I think it just keeps asking me every time, use dashboard format. Well, it's all good. It's a good new feature to add all this. You have a choice, basically. Pin, pin, pin. And we're almost done, by the way. We come back here. Look, I can rearrange. In your instructions, you will see stuff to rearrange, by the way. So there we go. And there we are. Look at this. You can do things like this one. You can have this one here arranged. You can also resize, by the way. When I say resize, you can resize like this. It only goes for a couple of resizing options, by the way. You just either this or that. Okay? You have three options of resizing. So I'm telling you all those things you will see in the instructions. And then you can do good things here. You can do that. Look at this, folks. I have done this. Now, the best part is right here. Now, that I've imported data from Twitter, from all that stuff, how about, are your end users always satisfied with what you create?
Never.
They always want to do their own thing. I don't know how to make them happy. I was in Microsoft IT, just to let you know. I was a BI evangelist in Microsoft IT for 7 years. And my goal was to make business people happy. It was hard, but honestly, what we did, you know, I'll just 30-second story. We stopped creating reports. And then they were happy. Because we allowed self-service to happen using Power stuff, what we had before. We enabled the infrastructure. And so this is what you do. In Power BI, it's easier than that. You can say, hey, I want to see now show. How about this? Show count of tweets. I don't know. Okay, fine. Count of text. Let's try that. Okay, bye. Sentiment by city as a map. Come on, work. By city as a tree map, maybe. Okay, so this is by design, I guess. I want to show you something fun here. Let's just came up with this. You're not happy with this. You simply click on this and come back. Boom. What do you guys think? Yeah. Good? So all you do is you pin this to the dashboard so they can just come up with their own things that they like, and they can just keep pinning their own things. All you have to do is create the desktop file or something, create an Excel file, import, and don't create any, just create some samples and say, you guys create your own things. All right, so that was my 8-minute demo. Was it good? The Twitter and everything, folks, thank you. Now, what we'll do is we'll get started with our lab in 1 minute. Yeah, go ahead.
You see, we have plenty of Power View dashboards.
Yes.
Is there an option to export this to Power
BI? Export this to?
Power BI.
Okay, so very good question. You have lots of, how many of you actually have Power Views today? Power Pivot, Power Views, models, you know? Yes, of course. So we are going to make it easier for you in future. Okay, it's coming. That's all I can say about that. But for now, yes, all you have to do, and then Shashank can correct me if I say something wrong. Let's say to this dashboard, I want to add my Power Pivot Power View model. All you do is you go here, get data, okay? Go to Excel, go to files, go to local drive, and go to that Excel file and import that file. And all you're doing after that is it will try to convert those model Power Views, right? It converts those. But then you can modify them a little bit more.
So this is on PowerView 2013, Excel 2013.
Yeah, 2013.
So we have PowerView SQL 2012 and PowerView Excel 2013.
So to Excel 2013 is what I'm promising you right now. You can import that one here, and then you can just pin, and you can modify more. Okay, so having said that, so we can talk more about the other version. But this one, yes, you can do it. Okay, one more question, then we start our labs, okay, guys? So this is a very good question. So how many of you saw Patrick presenting today? Very cool. You know, he's talking to the Cortana. So there's a special build they're working on right now. And that build allows you to do that. I cannot say much more about that. But definitely, you know, everything, base work is the same. It's just a layer on top where it just consumes the models with the Cortana talking. The dashboard. Yeah, because desktop model is the main thing at the end of the day, okay? All right, folks. So now what we're going to do, I'm going to keep taking questions during the session as you're working on it as well. So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So what you're going to do is, do all of you have your own individual books right now? No, right? Can I request you to please share with your neighbor, please, if you don't mind? And I will also display instructions on the screen. And soft copy, by the way, is there. So you have the soft copy on your screen. I'll also try to display here. But if you just, let me show you where the soft copy is. If you don't have hard copy, just open this one. Either share with your neighbor, or you open this. We have more copies? Where? Oh, we have more copies. Okay, he has more copies. He can also share some of those with you. If you don't have a copy of your own, please raise your hands. I want to see how many. Okay, so he'll try to distribute as many as he has, and then remaining, please share with your name. Hi. Yes?
Same ones, electronic copy on the thumb drive.
So let me show you. Good to see you. It's good. All right, so it's right here, in your dashboard and our assets. So how many of you have dashboard and our assets on your local drive now? Everybody does? Yeah. Anybody who does not? You do not?
No.
You need a USB stick. Okay, so USB stick is there. Thanks for being very sporty and sharing with other people. Please share with your neighbor. And so once you open this particular folder, you'll see a couple of things here. You'll see install, 32-bit and 64-bit. That I think you've already gone through, right? You've already installed either 64-bit version of Power BI Desktop or 32-bit version of Power BI Desktop. Anybody who does not have Power BI Desktop right now? Fantastic. All of you have it. Great. Now let's go to the folder, technical content. Here you'll see a couple of things. One is, let me explain a scenario actually. I almost want to explain the scenario to you before you start doing this. So sales analysis source data file. Okay. So here we go. You know, this is what it is. So let me just actually, before you start, let me just show you one more thing, honestly. I need to just go through a couple of more instructions for you, okay? So in next 1 hour, between 2 to 3, you will basically be building a dashboard from scratch. There are only two steps. One is you have a source data file, which I'm going to show you. Just give me 5 more minutes, sorry. I just need to explain to you the scenario as you are getting started. And then you'll just be doing this. So you have basically two steps. One is Power BI Desktop. You're going to build, from scratch, you're going to build a desktop file. Then you will publish that file to Power BI service. These are the two labs. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Easy. Business scenario, I'll explain to you right now. Prerequisites, okay. How many of you have Internet Explorer, Edge. So there was one small issue we noticed last week in Dallas, which was when you upload the file, it didn't appear for some reason, for some Edge users. So please use Internet Explorer for this demo. Use Internet Explorer or Chrome. You can use iOS as well. It's fine. It's just that with Edge, we have noticed one small issue. So try to use Internet Explorer, okay? Have fun, of course. If you cannot log into Power BI, I think we already went through all that good stuff before. I have Shashank and I will help you. And if you are super familiar with Power BI, let us know and we can help you become you our proctor as well. You want, yes? You want to help? All right, no, but you should build a dashboard too. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're leaving? I'll stay then, help me. Thank you. He's off. All right, let's start with the source CSV file, okay? So come on over here, Anupam, then. Just help us here. So he's one of our partners and he's worked with me in the past. So source analysis says source data file. Look at this, folks. This is what you will be doing. You have the source data, very simple, one Excel CSV file. We'll convert this into a Power BI desktop file, which will look somewhat similar to this, okay? Because I'm not going to have you do so many steps. I'll just have you do like 4 or 5 steps in the dashboard in an hour. But actually it will look like this right here, just like this. So essentially it's a scenario with a finance scenario where you have sales, you are monitoring, variance to budget. What is variance to budget, anybody? Very simple question. actual versus budget, right? If actual is more than budget, then it's better, obviously, and budget or something like that. And then since that's the measure, mostly gross sales, and then profit, net sales, and then we're just looking for various countries. In USA, what kind of sales did we have? You have interactive, okay. We were not doing so good in television. In Germany, what is happening? Which ones are we doing well? So just like that, that's the scenario for you, okay? And just to explain to you, if we were to spend, let's say, 2 hours or 1.5 hours, you know, on this, we would be able to create something like this more real scenario using the same data set, okay? And that thing will look like this. This is used by financial analysts. Imagine your financial analyst, okay, if you were to spend more time, you'll be able to create something like this, the same data set. And they're looking at, hey, what kind of sales did we have? $20 million. You were able to budget this much. How are we doing in Asia Pacific versus Europe? You see, very easily in one screen, they're able to see this. And how is my overall variance to budget by US? We are doing good, but look at this. It's a green watermelon. It's red from inside. Can you see the problem? The problem is loyalty customers are not doing so well. That's the thing. So with that, let's just start the whole process, and please follow the instructions. I'm here with you for any questions. And we have 1 hour. And you like it because you will see once you do it, you will say, wow, this actually makes sense. And first 3 people who finish the Power BI desktop file, let me know. I have special gifts for you. And then we'll have second competition. It'll be for Power BI service. When you finish that, let me know. And any USB sticks you have, you're done with, please keep them here. I need to pick them up from you. Sorry. So one thing I want to mention to all of you is there's a step in this book which talks about the title of the chart. It's the most tricky step, so I want to show you one more time. It talks about, okay, how do you rename a title? So then all you do is click on the chart, click on the format, remember, format. Okay, so then title. And look at this. This is the most tricky option. I know. I'm passing this feedback back to the product team. Then this is how you modify the title. My gross profit, you know, something like that. Yes? And then you click enter, and that's when it gets renamed. Okay? Okay, just in case, that was just another, sorry. Just have your attention. So if you are done with the exercise and are about to leave, I would request you one last thing to do. On your iPhone and Android phones, please go to App Store. I want you to see the magic, okay? So please go to your iPhone and your Android phones right now, and then just find an app called Power BI. Install it. No worries, it's all good. By the way, Windows Phone app, if you don't find it, it's coming, okay? But if you, Windows Phone? Yes, so Windows Phone app is coming, but it will be amazing. All right. So we are learning from everything. It's all good. But please install this app. Now, once you install the app, I would like you to log in using the same account. And then let me know. Wow. So what you see here, can I use your phone? All right. Look at this. So on his iPhone, on his iPhone, he just basically logged in, and he's looking at the same dashboard. And how much work did you have to do to make it appear here?
I had my username and password.
Nothing. Imagine a world where you create some kind of app which was from scratch, folks, 1 hour or less, 45 minutes. You took the base data, you did a dashboard, you did a desktop file, published it to Power BI, and now to bring it to your iPhone and Android phones, you have to do nothing, and it's all interactive. Look at that. Is that amazing? Come on, can we get a round of applause for that? That's exciting, right? And that's not all. You can actually set up alerts. I'm going to show you a quick afterwards. Basically, you can set up alerts, real-time alerts. Remember my example? When your interactions in the store goes beyond 150,000, your CFO can create alert on the phone itself, and it will automatically, you know.
So it is integrated with Siri also?
With Siri, I don't know. With Cortana, we're working on it. You know. So, yeah, thank you. So, okay. Oh, it's for you. Sorry. Yes. Sorry. I have so much ODBC. We can talk a little bit later. Okay. So,
So the security is like you share with like individuals, right? You
yes.
have to send out invitation to
yes.
every single one.
Yeah, by the way, folks, if you, one last thing he's also asked me to do, he's asking about sharing a dashboard. So if now that you've created all this good stuff, all the goodness that you created, you want to share with your team members within the company, within your organization, all you do is go to Power BI service right here, folks. Click on Share Dashboard. Look at this magical button. And once you share this dashboard, you can enter email addresses of each and every individual or a DL, and you share. And they will be able to see the dashboard that you created. They can consume it without doing anything.
So they have to sign up for an account?
They have to sign up. They have to sign up, of course. But okay, sorry.
Okay,
one more question that came up I want to let all of you know is about the refreshes. So yes, you can set up a Power BI personal gateway. By the way, when you go to Power BI, when you have this whole thing, account, everything created, you notice something amazing here. It's right here, download. So over here, when you click, you'll notice a couple of good things. Power BI for mobile, Power BI desktop, and look at this, analysis services connector. So those of you who love analysis services, if you have your cubes, tabular models, okay? So then you can actually install this as a client side of thing on your machine, and then you can connect your cubes over there securely. Then what you can do is you go to get data after that, go to, I think it was somewhere here, databases, and look at this. Analysis services, live connection, Spark integration. Yes, any of you using Spark or want to use Spark, you know you have this. You have Azure SQL Data Warehouse. This is our MPP version and all the good stuff. Okay. All right, and then also personal data.
SharePoint data or SharePoint?
Sorry, the SharePoint? No. So now what you're asking is all possible in the desktop tool. In the desktop tool, you have hundreds of data sources. You have like, not hundreds, okay? It's like lots of data sources. It's coming. Yeah. Sorry, let me answer this and then I'll. So one of the things, one of the questions came up is it possible to add formulas? So yes, you can. We have something called DAX integration you have inside of Power BI Desktop. So we initially had in the instructions, we thought some people may find complicated, we removed it, but it's very, very possible for you to create new measures using Power BI DAX calculations in the desktop tool. Sorry.
Right.
Somebody asked me a very good question. I want to let all of you know, since you may have the same question for me. So look at this, folks. When you go back, right, you will have your own dashboard, you can share with other people. Now you want to learn more about Power BI, where do you go? So anybody, who all are partners in the room? Partners, Microsoft partners. So for you, we have a special portal. Are you part of MPN portal?
Yes.
MPN, you have MPN account type thing, you know. So we have a new, if I just say Power BI partner portal, you know, something like this. So then what you'll notice is something like this one. MS Partners, you all already know this one, mspartner.microsoft.com, right, for Power BI. So I want to just show it to you because I know you'll be going back, hey, we want to do the same demos, right? Similar demos. Did you like the Wide World Importers demo I showed you?
Yes.
So that one, a scaled back version of that is available to you as partners. So all you do is search for, how are you log in? Just search for Power BI Partner Portal on Bing or Google or Bingle. And then all you do is you get started. This is the button, magic button you're looking for once you're onto this page is right here, get started, folks. It's kind of get started right here. Then you will notice this. Then I'm really doing this ad hoc because I'm. By the way, I'm just so happy with all the questions you all are asking. You're excited, and I feel you made my day, you know, or week or months, whatever. So this is right here. Once you get in here, into the partner portal, you will see customer ready materials, and PowerPoint presentations. I worked on with the engineering team. They're all available for you to download, customer evidence. Now, you will also notice demos. You see demos? These are 5-minute snackable demos. I call them 5 to 10 minute snackable demos because you can, in 5 minutes, you can show somebody value, like I showed you a couple of snackables. So these are all downloadable for you, okay? Now, if you are a customer, you are not a partner, you're a customer, of course, then all you do is you go to powerbi.com, Huawei.com. And over here, I want to show you pricing piece and also this. So Huawei.com, you sign up. You already did this part. But I want to show you, when you click on support, then you click on documentation, that's our support site. For any questions you may have, please go here and put your questions. You'll find some good, lots of knowledge base. This is directly controlled by engineering team, not marketing team. So updates are happening every week. You'll be amazed. Not like previous Microsoft teams where we were like, okay, after 6 months, marketing will do this. No, engineering team is working on it. So amazing. And then what you'll find here is one more thing. I would request you to join the community. So community right here. And by the way, folks, we have a new contest to win $5,000. Enter the Power BI best visual contest. You create your own. Anyway, there's a community thing. I just want to let you know. Now, next question was about pricing. So if you want to know Power BI is free. One version is free. Other version is paid. So this is a question three of you have asked. So I'm going to ask, let everybody know together. Look at this. This is free version, like you signed up today. If your data capacity limit is 1 gig per user and all the good stuff. But if you need to do data refreshes and all the good things, then it essentially is $10 per user, $9.99 per user per month, and it's available for you to purchase. Okay? Just wanted to let you know. But the product side is the best.
Power BI desktop or the Power BI server?
So question, another good question is about, is it for Power BI $10 per user per thing is for Power BI desktop, or is it for Power BI service? So the answer is, it's for Power BI service. Power BI desktop tool is?
Free.
So that's the cool thing we have done, something new. Anyways, for now. Folks, if you are done with everything, I want to thank you for your participation. Please leave the USB sticks here if you can. We can use it for next one. And also the book, because you are going to get electronic copy. You already have it in your local machines. And I want to thank you for your time. And hopefully you installed even the phone app, which I was trying to display. I just want to show you on that iPhone app. It's possible to open the app. If you have already installed the iPhone or Android app, you can do this, and then you can go to the dashboard, whichever it is. And then the question was about setting up alerts. How can you set up alerts? So then if you have a number on your dashboard, I think you did have some kind of number there, right? So then you click on the number, and then there is a bell icon where you can set up alerts. And then if once you have a real-time dashboard, whatever your interaction happens, plus, minus, then it will just automatically send you alerts. With a service,
once
yes. Okay.
Thank you very much.
iPhone and Windows Phone is coming. Thank you.
Two quick questions.
Yes.